Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. This is episode 5 and we're looking at the week starting 9th December 2019. What's in store for the week ahead, Derek?
Well, last week ended with a stellar jobs report in the United States. You know, looking through the details on Friday was a struggle to kind of nitpick anything particularly negative in the report. You know, the 266 overall gain in payrolls was obviously stronger than expected, but the upward revision, the two previous months added a further 41,000. We had a pickup in average hourly earnings, the unemployment rate dropped, and even aggregate hours, which is a good proxy for GDP, that's accelerated on a three-month average basis to annualized basis to 2.1%. Sorry, so you know it was a good report, no questions asked, and that of course leads us into this week, the key event being the Fed and the FOMC meeting and the press conference that will follow. And you know, the title of our weekly FX Weekly is Carry to Carry On, basically. And you know, I think given the jobs report, there's a perfect platform for Fed Chair Powell to repeat his kind of optimistic take on the US economy. He's described it in November as the star economy in the globe, and you know, after the report we had last week on jobs, you know, he's going to feel completely validated in what he has been saying, and no doubt he will repeat all of that. We will have the summary of economic projections as well released, and that will of course give us an update on the forecasts from the Fed and of course the important dots profile. And our anticipation in terms of the dots profile is that we will have a steeper curve in the dots profile based on the fact that they've cut more than when we had the last profile in September. So ultimately a kind of a bullish message from the Fed through the dots profile, you know, I think that in the backdrop of the strong employment report is going to be supportive for US rates and to a degree then of course also supportive for the US dollar. So if you're kind of swayed by carry, then you know, I think the dollar could be in for another good week this week.
Good. Anything else worth mentioning in FX this week, Derek?
Well, when we talk about carry, of course, the funding currency of favour at the moment is of course the euro, given the negative yield. We have the ECB meeting on Thursday. Probably the most important element of this is simply it's Christine Lagarde's first opportunity at a monetary policy press conference. You know, in terms of policies, in terms of the updated forecasts, we're not going to get much, and I don't think the markets are going to be moving around too much in response to this meeting. But of course, the press conference and the kind of angle or the tone from Lagarde will be watched closely by the markets. And of course, the announcement recently that the ECB is going to look at its own monetary policy framework. Undoubtedly, there's going to be a number of questions in relation to that. And I think Lagarde's key message on that will be that they want to come up with a stronger framework that reinforces the message of the ECB, which is basically price stability with no bias to the downside. So that could result in a change in definition. Well, I think it will result in a change in definition of what price stability is, but will it involve more aggressive monetary policy action? And I think on that we shouldn't expect too much, given the fact that the most recent easing from Draghi was met with a lot of internal opposition within the ECB. So a lot of focus on the framework going forward, but I would expect Lagarde to be relatively cautious. So in that sense, you know, the carry play is still there. Even if the ECB aren't easing further, they're certainly not going to be changing policy anytime soon. And again, that kind of yield pickup differential between the US and Europe is going to remain very pronounced. And that's, of course, after last week's incredibly weak industrial production data from Germany. Very disappointing, and it certainly kind of reinforces the need for a very long period of monetary easing in Europe.
And of course, we've got the big event on Thursday, the UK general election. How is the market positioned for that?
Definitely positioned for a Conservative majority. I think that has been the very stable, consistent message in opinion polls over the last 3 to 4 weeks. Roughly, I've rarely seen many polls showing a gap that's narrower than 10 percentage points in favour of the Tories. So extrapolating the different opinion polls, it's looking like, looking at the spread betting markets on what the consensus there is, the market looks to be in and around the view of perhaps a seat majority of 30 to the Tories. So that's, to me, is certainly big enough for the markets to be comfortable. A lot is priced for that. So while I would certainly expect short-term confirmation of that to propel the pound a little bit higher, obviously after the strong payrolls report in the United States on Friday, selling the dollar is less compelling now. So perhaps the better trade there is for euro sterling to keep going lower. But after that kind of knee-jerk further extension of sterling strength, there's a host of uncertainties that still lie ahead. And we had some weak data last week from the labour market suggesting a further deceleration in employment growth in the UK. And we're expecting the Bank of England to cut rates in the second quarter of next year. So the Brexit uncertainties, the trade negotiations, that all still lies ahead of us. So I think beyond that initial knee-jerk extension of pound strength post-election, we'd be looking for it to perhaps start to retrace and go lower again.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you for listening to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next Monday for your FX insights for the week ahead.